Dr. Pinsky dictating, email, I am in Gregory Grantham, G-R-A-N-T-H-A-M. Gregory Grantham is a 58-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 6-12-21. He was driving a clamp truck that weighs approximately 6 tons and was carrying a 3-ton load. He was actually driving it in reverse over a manhole drain that broke apart. Pretty states that item was approximately 2 feet square. Apparently he did go to Cooper Emergency Room on 7-12-21. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the spine, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He volunteered he had a prior injury to his back about 2006 when he also ran over a manhole. He was treated by Dr. Kirshner with surgery but cannot remember the details. He asserts that afterwards he had no symptoms or limitations. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. New paragraph, as per a claim petition he alleges on 6-12-21, he was driving a clamp truck over a large drain grate which collapsed, resulting in a back injury. He then filed an amended claim petition alleging on 7-12-21, he was injured while driving a clamp truck over a large drain grate which collapsed. New paragraph, treatment records show Mr. Grantham was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 7-12-21, complaining of lower back pain. He drove a forklift over a grate area that had a hole or divot in it. There was a sudden jolt, and he felt pain in his back going down his right leg. He was prescribed Flexeril and lidoderm patch as well as oxycodone. After being evaluated and diagnosed with lumbar radiculopathy, he had no focal neurologic findings. X-rays showed postoperative changes at L4-5 with excellent alignment. There was no acute fracture or dislocation. He then was seen on 7-15-21 by Dr. Introcaso, I-N-T-R-O-C-A-S-O. In addition to the subject event, it was learned on 8-18-10 he had a similar type of work accident. He had seen the spinal surgeon and pain management in the past for this injury. He had also been seen at Jefferson Hospital on 7-12-21. He continued to complain of 10/10 level pain despite the medications from the emergency room. He related he had undergone lumbar spine surgery over 20 years ago. Straight leg raise maneuver was positive, as was sitting root test. He reported no radicular symptoms. There was decreased range of motion and a stiff antalgic gait. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sprain, for which he was placed on modified activities. He was to remain on medications. He followed up here through 8-11-21. And he's referred to Dr. Kirshner for spine surgical consultation. New paragraph, Mr. Grantham was also seen by family physician Dr. Altman, A-L-T-M-A-N, on 7-21-21. He complained of lower back pain that occurred while driving a truck at work. He had a jerking movement and had lower back pain with right lower extremity radiculopathy and paresthesias. He had been to the hospital and had a history of L4-5 disc herniation. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar radiculopathy. Period. Mr. Grantham did see Dr. Kirshner on 9-7-21 with a listed date of injury of 7-12-21. Period. He was in a machine as a clamp truck driver when it went over a manhole and it collapsed. Period. The machine fell and jerked him down. Period. He was able to climb out of it. Period. He thought he might have hit his head but denied loss of consciousness. Period. He had immediate pain from his lower back up his entire back. Period. He was seen at Jefferson where he underwent x-rays and then followed up at WorkNet. Period. He had not had any interim physical therapy or chiropractic care. Period. History was remarkable for total lumbar interbody fusion and L4-5 on 12-29-10. Period. Dr. Cataldo was actually able to review earlier x-rays taken on 12-2-13 and 2-23-11 to be inserted as marked. Period. He also reviewed the lumbar MRI from 12-27-13 to be inserted. Period. He diagnosed cervicalgia and lumbago. Period. He had previously been released to return to full duty work on 5-19-11 after the 12-29-10 surgery. Period. However, in 2014, he returned for a need for treatment evaluation following an increase in his back pain and return of bilateral leg numbness. Period. No further treatment was recommended at that time. Period. He reports his symptoms were 100% resolved for his neck and back before the work injury of 7-12-21. Period. He was referred for physical therapy and light duty. Pyrimidrol dose pack was also prescribed. Period. New paragraph on 11-10-21. A lumbar MRI was done compared to x-rays done that same day. Period. Insert those results here. Period. The petitioner also came into the pain management care of Dr. Perkins on 12-23-21. Period. She treated him with medications and injection therapy. Period. A lumbar epidural was done on the left at L3-4 on 4-12-22. Period. On 6-13-22, Dr. Kirshner performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Kirshner and Cataldo continued through 1-27-23. Period. He recommended a home exercise program and light duty within the parameters set forth by an FCE of 120-23, where this found him capable of working light duty with a permanent 50-pound lifting restriction. Period. Dr. Kirshner deemed him a maximum medical improvement on this visit of 127-23. Period. He did not feel the cervical spine complaints are related to the work injury of 7-12-21, and there was no mention of any neck or arms complaints in any of the notes provided since his injury in the records. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records show Mr. Grantham filed a claim petition relative to the work injury of 2-7-96. Period. He claimed his hand was crushed by a roll pusher. Period. He was seen by Dr. Tobias on 10-22-96 for an injury of 2-7-96. Period. He offered an impairment of 60% of the right second finger. appeared on 12/5/96. He was seen by Dr. Kemp's relative to the same incident. Period he offers 15% partial permanent disability of the right second statutory parentheses, middle close parentheses, finger. Period. He received an order approving settlement on 4/10/97. Period. He also filed a claim petition relative to an incident of 6/19/06. Period. He claimed he drove over a manhole cover which collapsed, causing permanent injuries to his back with radicular complaints on the right side. Period. He received an order approving settlement on 2/13/08 in the amount of 17.5% partial total due to orthopedic and neurologic residuals of a herniated disc, L4-5, and a lumbar radiculopathy status post lumbar epidural injections. Period. On 5/3/07, he had a permanency evaluation done by Dr. Peacock. Period. He noted a lumbar MRI from 6/29/06 revealed herniation at L4-5. Period. He determined Mr. Grantham had reached a plateau and sustained 0% permanent partial disability with regard to the lumbar spine. Period. On 7/20/07, Dr. Pressman performed a permanency evaluation with respect to the incident of 6/19/06. Period. The petitioner filed a reopener claim with respect to the event of 6/19/06 on 12/23/08. Period. It referenced prior order of 2/13/08. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Peacock reevaluated the petitioner on 12/29/11. Period. He enumerated the various diagnostic studies and results to be inserted here. Period. He deemed the petitioner had reached a plateau at maximum medical improvement. Period. He found 5% permanent partial disability at the lumbar spine. Period. He had undergone surgery to the lumbar spine since the prior examination. Period. When examined before on 5/3/07, he indicated he felt fine, but got occasional symptoms from time to time. Period. He returned to work at his prior occupation and reported no residual restrictions or limitations. Period. If he got pain on the job, he just took a break. Period. On exam, he had excellent flexibility. Period. However, on the current exam, motion was diminished compared to the prior. Period. On 1/18/12, Dr. David also performed a permanency evaluation. Period. Mr. Grantham received an order approving settlement on 4/20/12 relative to the incident of 6/19/06. Period. This was for 31% of partial total due to residuals of a herniated disc at L4-5, status post lumbar fusion at L4-5. Period. He then applied for a reopener on 6/11/13. Period. An order approving settlement with dismissal was issued on 10/28/15, period. Physical exam. He had a pendulous abdomen. Period. He stated he had tried pain management but didn't like the complicated process in receiving such treatment. Period. Extremities upper, active left shoulder, abduction and flexion order 160 degrees with tenderness shooting all the way down to his left foot. That is non-physiologic. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Extremities lower, A10 reflex was 1+, and the patella and Achilles bilaterally. Good menu muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted left plantar flexor, strength and extensionalis longus, but was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral inspection revealed a midline scar measuring 1.5 inches in length and a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars 1 inch in length each. Period. Active flexion was only minimally limited to 80 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Pretty was tender at the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period to the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. He was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. Gregory Grantham alleges to have injured his lower back at work on 6/12/21 and then on 7/12/21. In fairly similar mechanisms of injury, but he also had a previous low back injury sustained in the same fashion. Period. At that time, he was found to have a herniated disc at L4-5, treated surgically. Period. After the subject event, Mr. Grantham returned to the spine surgical care of Dr. Kirshner and Dr. Cataldo. Period. He had an updated lumbar MRI on 11/10/21 to be inserted. Period. Pain management did not provide him long-term relief. Period. Accordingly, on 6/13/22, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Cataldo and Dr. Kirshner through 1/27/23. Period. It was noted he had an FCE that found he had a permanent limitation of 50 pounds lifting. Period. Mr. Grantham had previously undergone permanency evaluations and received several orders approving settlement. Period. He reopened his earlier claims on more than one occasion. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found he had a pendulous abdomen, but only minimally decreased lumbar spine motion. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This is not clinically consequential. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the left shoulder associated with pain radiating down to his left foot. That is non-physiologic. Period. In paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back regardless of cause. Period. The increase from Dr. Peacock's earlier assessment of 5% is ascribable to the incident in question and the natural ongoing degenerative process that was treated surgically again. Period. Mr. Grantham has returned to his full job duty capacity with the insured. Period. Overall, he feels better than when his symptoms first began. Period. End.